Let's try it out. You just give it a shot, you know? See what happens. Ah! Oh!
Whoa.
Where am I?
Notes underground, Roman.
Oh, jeez. That explosion sent me on a tumble. You know what else sends me on a tumble?
What is it? What is it, Roman?
Working for corporate America.
Yeah, that is. I think.
It sends me on quite a dry, delicate spin.
I feel like they just don't treat you right.
Already spilled his beer and discovered a footprint on the ceiling.
I love graffiti.
A graffiti footprint or a real footprint? I don't even
no,
know.
It's like a there's like a little that's, it's like a little baby handprint.
That's obviously
there.
A foot tag. That's a tag. Someone was like
Ninja Turtle foot soldiers were here.
They were like, that's a great spot.
Backflips.
That's a landmark. And they tagged it with a footprint and hand. One of those is a hand. A pinky finger.
So a little bit of background here. Roman and Oliver and I met working at Universal Music, which is, you know.
It's the globe logo.
They own all the music in the universe.
They own the world.
It's one of those crazy labels. And I don't know. What do you guys think? What do you think? I mean, I don't know. I wanted to work at a record label. I moved to LA to work at a record label. And then after working there, I'm like, God.
Well,
I just felt like everything moved so slowly. And I would, and I don't know about you guys, but I was bringing bands by like A&R. And this is what I got like 7/8 of the time that I brought something their way. I like it, but I don't love it.
I feel bad for the intern that has to clean my drawers.
And I'm like, for a company that's hurting for new material, like you can't be.
But they
that
don't
selective.
Listen. They don't listen to music the same way like other labels do at Universal. I mean, I don't know, but I don't want to like single
Ashley
them out.
Simpson is on the top of the charts. I would throw up on this microphone. I would throw up, and I have to promote her. That's my job.
It's like,
you still work there.
Yeah,
I'm there. Maybe we should ease back a little bit. I don't want to get you in trouble.
You know what? I mean, we're in America. Free America, man. I move my tongue and words come out. And I tell you right now, Ashley Simpson is not my preference of lyrical adhesive. Definitely not. She does not stick to my mind. And the whole thing was, you know, and I sat through that whole, her from concept and growth to the whole release, and it just is a joke. It's a joke.
Does her management, i.e. her father, does he ever stroll through and go to those meetings? I know
absolutely.
He's like heavily involved in her career.
Absolutely. He is the man. He is the man that makes those women
Papa
tick.
Joe or something, I think. That's their new label.
And I totally dig him. He looks like he probably owns some cows. but he is a funny guy.
Well, I think Jessica, doesn't she live out in Horsetown or something?
She probably does horses. I don't know. I don't know. She hasn't been with me yet.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I don't want to single out, you know, A&R people at the big labels as being, like, not able to hear music the same way because they think about, you know, dollar signs before they think about anything else. But I can't imagine that they listen the same way a small label who's got a lot less to lose would.
See, the A&Rs, it's not even their fault. It's not even their fault because they're so naive.
But they get fired if it doesn't sell a million records in a week.
They really don't know what good music is. They're taught to like bad music. And they're like, here, look, listen to this. If it's horrible enough with great production, then we'll take it on. And that's what they're training. It's sad because some of these A&R guys, they're pretty cool. They're just idiots. They just don't know. They're head from their arse.
Yeah, I mean, you got to, it's like that, I don't know if you've seen that Wilco DVD, but like, there was this A&R guy at Sony who was like into Wilco, and he was basically like, as long as that A&R guy worked at Sony, Wilco was going to have
records.
And then he gets laid off.
No,
and then Wilco suddenly drops from the roster. And so they said, but they had already gotten all this money to do the records, so they went ahead and produced it. And then Sony basically had to buy it back from them because it
that's
was
so beautiful
because it was good.
Absolutely,
you know, it was good. And they're like, oh wait, that A&R
guy.
Well,
the good music, the good music, and the genuine bands will always win out. You know, right now it's a weird like transitional time, but
I got to say honestly though, even though some of the schematics I don't agree with, I am so fucking happy that I met you guys at the World of Corporacy.
Yeah.
No, if that's even a word, Jesus darn it.
Well, how do you feel, Mitch, then? Because you say you came out here to L.A. to do that. And, I mean, are you turned off at this point? I mean, I know how you feel about
the
music
scene.
I'm over
at MySpace now, which I feel like is much more in line with, like, who I am as a person. Not because of what is going on the site, but just because it's, like,
the culture,
new technology and music.
Because your webpage has like, colors that you like. But I think MySpace is in touch with all of us because it's... It's our space.
It's my space.
Well, it's ours, and that's what we should talk to the.
Maybe they should change the name
to our space. Yeah, and we could share.
That sounds more like
how about just
ours.
If you didn't bring it up for the whole class, you shouldn't have brought it in at all.
How about just space?
How about like just more music?
Yes.
You guys, you know Modest Mouse?
Of course.
This is
I look like a rat.
The frontman's got a different band called Ugly Casanova. King
don't remember how the hell we get here. How the hell did we get here? Things I don't remember. Dressed up alligators. How the hell we get here? Things I don't remember. There was dressed up alligator. There was come on the piano. Disco dancing neighbors who were born in mashed potatoes. Caught with our pants down, hiding in the doghouse. Figured out what we're good for. You're the sailor and I'm the pork. Things I don't remember. We undressed for the tailor. Your skin was lightly salted. Opened up a can of loudmouth malted. High fives in your eyes. Push the gas and now I'm kissing your thighs. Looking for a purpose. How the hell we get here? There were things I don't remember. There was messed up alligator. There were endless conversations. No one's mouths were really moving. All them dust was overflowing. All my memory fell in generation. Things I don't remember. Even then I was the same. There were jokes that never lands. Every hand was tipped and spilled the sand. Things I don't remember. There was ushers from the tailor. There are jokes that couldn't land. There were disco dancing neighbors. They were born in mashed potatoes. There was no tempo. There were things I don't remember. Dressed up alligator. How the hell did we get here? How the hell did we get here?
What is it about that guy? I always feel like I'm in like a really... like a saloon or something, like a modern saloon.
I really like the lyrics.
I don't know. Like, he always makes me feel like a cowboy or something. No, I mean, it's like a modern cowboy.
That's weird. I feel that way about, like, the new White Stripes album, you know, with all that, like, saloony piano stuff.
Bar, matey.
Yarr. And Roman feels that way about pirates.
Roman just loves pirates.
You walk the plank, matey. Arr, arr. That had a good lyrics in it. Arr.
So Roman, you're new to the show. Oliver's been here a few times.
Thank you so much for having me. By the way,
yeah,
this is an awesome spot.
Hey, touch me.
You know,
no, don't actually touch me.
Well, I was looking like I wanted to.
No, for me.
I just might. Gosh, darn it. E.T.
So one of the
Karate Kid's coming out with a new movie.
Really?
No, but Rocky is. Rocky is. I'm serious.
Oh, Rocky Six.
Rocky Six. Is it really?
This is amazing, dude.
I'm old, but I'm a boxer.
Yeah, I get funny names. So yeah, Mick. You gotta hit him hard if you're gonna hit him. I seen him. He got his body all over the place. He's my friend. You are older. I don't know what to do. You, I had a fight.
Yeah. Yo, Adrian, the Italian stallion.
Man, speaking of that,
I was.
Yeah, what?
Speaking of being Italian.
Yeah, man, I was horse humping my lady last night. No, I'm just kidding. I wasn't. Baby, I was not. All right, it was regular humping.
In case she's listening,
baby,
in case
I'm
you
sorry.
Forgot, I wasn't horse humping you last night.
I'm sorry. I was just humping you, but. Yeah, there's still. I mean, I can't wait to see it. I dig those old flicks. I wish the Karate Kid would do something. I mean, Mr. Miyagi, is he still around? He's probably kicking ass, dude. Where's Chuck Norris?
He's like 120.
He was in Dodgeball. Yeah,
Chuck Norris was.
I swear he was.
I didn't see it.
What's the thing on Conan where they pull the lever and they play the clips from Texas Ranger?
Never seen it.
Oh,
I'm never lived in this. Texas.
It's hilarious. But Chuck Norris is. Yeah.
Oh, dude, he does got
he punches
karate.
A woman in one of the clips. That's not
dude,
funny.
That guy has the most degrees in black belt. He's like a master degree. He's like a jet degree.
Black belt.
He's a 400 degree.
He's got a master's in black belt?
He's got a master's degree and a doctorate and a doctor in and a doctor outie. And he's got doctors in black belts.
He is...
He's got a doctor to analyze his belt.
He's a medicine man of kick.
Yes, it is Black Chuck. Chuck, why is your name so Chucky? Come on.
You're supposed to be born
Asian.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck?
If Chuck Norris could chuck Chuck.
If Chuck Norris was bad.
Chuck Norris punched a girl in the face.
Okay, so wait. Let me play another song. So here's the thing, right? It's part of the show. Is it...
Que pasa?
Not only are we getting only music that's freely downloadable and like whatever, you know, what like stuff that you can either that we're either getting permission to play or that the artists make available, but we're also playing stuff, you know, from listeners. Like sometimes a band will send us something or
and it's good.
And they'll
I dig that.
Or people
or
just
like a listener will alert us to a band that's got free music on. And that's part of, you know, the cool thing here. And I'm going to read this little thing. This guy, Kevin Gray, sent us an email and he said, "I've really been enjoying your podcast. I've been listening since almost the beginning. I've been meaning to send you some music for a while. I'm not sure what constitutes pod safe, but here are some links to bands that have good music posted on their websites." And then
what's his name?
Kevin Gray, he's from Canada, and then he gave us some links to the Weaker Thans, which we've already played once, but maybe we'll play again. And then this guy Joel Plaskett, but
one day we're gonna have to play things.
That's a cool name, Kevin Gray. That's a cool name.
Here's the one I wanted to play this week, Jim Bryson. So let's check it out. It's a little bit mellower track, but I thought it was really cool.
I need it.
And I love it when people, you know, when our listeners send stuff in, so.
Another night I'm not necessarily very smart. No, I'm not necessarily very smart. Stayed under the satellite for some time, and another night leads to another night. I'm not necessarily very smart. No, I'm not necessarily very smart.
Oh, it's a false ending.
I realize.
Dude. Dude, that crowd.
Oh, man.
That crowd.
They were laughing at the end and everything.
Oh, my God.
And everything.
It was like a terrible, beautiful type feeling. It was awesome. That slow was a hot jam. I mean, yeah, I dig it. Who did that?
Jim Bryson.
The thing that I like the most, honestly, is that in the beginning he had vocals, and they weren't super crispy clean. They kind of had like almost like a vinylish, like crustyish.
No, he definitely had some.
It was like a live almost.
Well, I think it was live.
No. He's talking about the band live.
Yeah.
Oh, the band live. Lightning crashes. Oh.
Okay.
I was telling
different parts of the same song. All right.
Different songs.
I like Jesus, and when he comes down and says, the Holy Spirit's going to talk to you because I'm too busy. I'm just too busy. So my assistant, the Holy Spirit, is going to answer your prayers. He's going to say, hey, what did you need? Oh, okay.
I heard Jesus has a lot of cash.
Well, now that he is, he got a facelift. He's living in Miami. I had a meeting with him, and I'm like, Jay, what the heck are you, where have you been? When's your next album going
to
drop?
Are you going to cut your hair down at a number 7 or a number 5? Because you need to pick it.
Because I got some friends up in upstate of New York that can do the slow fade while I'm on one foot.
While dancing to reggaeton.
Bomba clot.
Blah, blah, blah. Oh, Schwabus.
But, oh, UMG.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I like Busta Rhymes. He's cool. This guy was cool with the vinylish, crustyish lyrics. I dig it. I wouldn't go out and be like, where is that? But if I got that on a mixtape, I would be like, dude, I would play it.
You'd thank your friend for it. You would be totally. Like, thanks for putting Jim Bryson on my CD.
I would. I totally dig the samplers, though. I like them better than whole albums nowadays. I really do, because it's like the best of each album, and now that every album that's on a label only has one good song.
That is the cool part about working at a label, or a music-related company of some sort, is the samplers. Samplers are pretty hot.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a well-put-together sampler is just, like, cake.
What's the difference between a sampler and, like, a demo?
Well,
or,
I mean,
different
or like
groups.
A EP.
Different groups.
Well, samplers, like, yeah, different groups, different artists, you know, putting their stuff out there. It's like highlights.
LP?
Labels trying to put their best foot forward. Doesn't always work. Sometimes it does.
They got too many feet. that's the bottom line to that. But who else we got next up on the countdown? The
well,
top?
Funny you should ask, Roman, because I was just looking over here and we got
Donde Esta Tu Cabeza.
Roman's so good at this.
There's another MySpace. I got a MySpace friend request slash check out my music. We're starting to get some hits on the Notes Underground MySpace page.
Oh, right.
That's because that's what it's about. It's about good music.
I get a lot of MySpace bands hitting me up. They're not always that good, but sometimes...
So this is a Karen Tatoyan. I'm totally saying that right.
I like that name.
Wait, Karen? I know a Karen Tatoyan.
You do?
This is really bizarre. Wait, maybe is there a picture?
I don't know.
Is she the lady that kills people before they die?
Look who's here.
Oh, that's Kevorkian. I'm sorry.
I'm going to stop because the pizza man just arrived.
Yeah.
Pizza
time.
What's up?
All right.
What's up, brother?
How you guys doing? No, we're still recording.
Oh.
Why should we stop?
Why should
you stop? When the pizza man is here.
I'm sorry.
Don't stop on my account.
Definitely not, brother.
Okay.
Who gets we got money here.
All right. We got
balling.
We swear to God we have money.
15 even.
15.
How is it? How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
How's business? Everything going well?
Business is good. We just got our hearing yesterday for our wine and beer. So,
and oh really? You guys might get a liquor license soon?
Well, not might. We will.
You definitely will.
We will. It should be in about a month.
Bravo.
Well, maybe I won't get takeout anymore.
Yeah, maybe we'll come out more often.
I'll bring all my friends.
I have a glass of wine, have a little pizza, a little beer, more wine, more beer. More
I'll show up with a straw.
Would you like a beer, by the way?
I'm driving.
Okay. All right.
Good
answer.
Good man. Good answer. Good.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect answer.
Wait. Okay. So, standard question. What are you listening to?
Lynyrd Skynyrd. Give me back my bullets.
Okay.
Once again, this is pre 1977.
Are there any modern bands that you also listen to? I mean, are you hearing bands like more modern bands that sound like some of the older bands that you like?
Well, I like a lot of different music. I think Radiohead are really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Pink Floyd were better.
Yeah. You're linking those two,
I think Radiohead is
modern Pink Floyd.
They have the awesome 07 mix.
And then there's some band out there called Muse.
Yeah.
I call Radiohead Light. And I don't listen to them.
Totally.
I'm sorry, I don't.
No,
okay,
apologies.
The Pretenders, I don't listen to anything.
I hope
new.
They die.
What about White Stripes? Do you listen to White Stripes?
You know what I do?
I would think you would like them.
I do. I like them.
Or what about the Black Crowes?
What happened to the Black Crowes?
They're just touring. Renica and I just saw them like a week ago.
The Crowes actually had to do
Kate Hudson, Chris Robinson Union.
Yeah.
They dropped out of the picture.
They were great.
The Crowes actually settled into the Hollywood.
Chris stopped doing heroin. He's like, I gotta get married. No more juice.
That's when your career goes downhill.
And you know what? You know who was in my restaurant last night? They were going to play at the Echo. They were playing a show. The Germs.
Oh, the Germs.
Yeah.
Wow. No, that's like some punk roots right there. Punk, new wave.
Probably the best punk rock band
I feel
ever.
Like I know
on
the
West Coast.
Good
they
call.
Were, our version of the Sex Pistols.
Hey, wait, did I was supposed to throw in on that too, right?
We already got your
we're
endo.
All covered. Well, I won't bother you anymore, but I'll try to listen to some more current music.
I was just curious. I'm not asking you to do anything other than what.
No,
you're
everybody,
doing.
all my kids that work for me, they all want me to listen.
You are who you are, and we love it.
What's that?
You are who you are, and we love it.
Thank you.
Don't change.
Thank you. I'm not going.
And we're starving.
It's good music,
we're so
man.
Glad to see you.
All right. Eat the pizza. Call me anytime. And I'm telling you, give me back my bullets.
This is Roman. This is Roman, and this is Oliver.
I do high fives.
I do shakes. Nice manly Oliver. Shakes.
Yeah.
And good straight ahead handshake.
You gave him the dead fish, Falker.
No, that was
hey,
a good shake.
I kill people.
So, guys, enjoy the pizza. It's
thanks,
great
Tom.
Seeing you.
Grazie.
Again.
Yeah.
Good night.
I'll see you soon.
All right.
Good to see
you. Good to see you.
God, he's great.
Man.
Anyways.
That pizza smells delicious,
yeah,
by
I'm
the way.
So hungry.
I want to eat some pizza, so let's get back into that song that we almost started.
For you, it was for me.
tongue's a contradiction, so I better put it in writing. Keep on
Dude, this pizza.
I know, right?
I'm gonna stop chewing for a second.
What do you think we've been doing for the last 4.5 minutes?
It's so big in my mouth.
Roman's a superstar.
Okay, so wait, Roman.
Damn it.
No. But Oliver asked you a good question offline. Now we're back.
We're back online.
We were talking about
silk screening.
Yeah, t-shirts and art and stuff. Because you're an artist.
Absolutely.
I'm no
Van Gogh.
So you got yourself a silk screen?
Yes, I did. I got myself a little. It's a 6-color press, a manual, which is a little more precise than automatic when you're doing a
6-color press. I mean, that's a big machine.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can run more colors if you were legit.
Where is this thing? Oh, it's at your house, like up in.
No,
whatever.
Absolutely not. It is definitely not at my house because I tried it.
It's not a web press, right? It's the other kind, right?
Exactly. It's a silk screen manual press and
manual press.
Manual. Like when you're skateboarding and you're only on 2 wheels and you're like, I can stay like this forever and then go off the end and do a flip on the... Yes, it's a manual. And basically, I had it at my house and then I couldn't do it there because I didn't have a sink and the fumes were making me die.
You guys don't have a sink at your house?
Well, not a sink that I could wash these huge Godzilla. They're huge, bigger than my... body screens, and I didn't have anywhere to wash them, so I was like, Jesus Christ. So basically what I did is I hooked up this little proposal and I threw it at a fulfillment agency in the valley, Delta. And Delta. I said if you can house me and my machinery, then I'll do all what you need to be done. And they need a lot of stuff to be done, printed, you know, t-shirts. So it worked out well. So
do you design for them then?
Or? I don't design. Okay. Stuff is given to them, for instance, like Dell.
Okay.
You know,
Dell computers?
Yeah, Dell.
So Dell goes to Delta and then does a Delta.
Yeah, so Dell
works
says,
out their deltoids.
Dell says, hey, we're gonna need a 20,000 shirts to be printed out with all of our orders that you're going to fulfill. And we want them to say, Dell, you know, we're the knockoff Mac. And so I say,
Dell cool. is so cool for saying that.
Yeah, Dell. I'm like, you know, your cow's the logo, bro. Cows are slow.
Wait, I thought that was Gateway.
Exactly.
And I don't know anything about computers.
I'm
just kidding.
I thought it was your mom.
No, it was Big J's. He's the first one that had the Hakeem Olajuwon Spalding's.
Let's just go right into basketball.
So I had worked out this deal, and you know, they give me the graphics, Dell, we do it all, and I print it, and in return I get space. I get office space and I get a production space. So now I have the
sweet stream. Deal.
And it's cool because I didn't know the process before Crack showed me. And
wait, now I know that it's Rusty. So Rusty hooked you up.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So Rusty's a good guy.
Rusty is plus 10. Rusty is in my favorite book. I wish that he liked
Sorry.
Me. But like I said, I don't do crack. And it's such a great process. I mean, you get a few elements. You get your printer, your laser jet printer. You get your little press. I mean, it doesn't have to be six color. It'd be one color. It could be something in your garage. You know, you buy your ink. You print it out. You know, you print it out on vellum. And you could take your transparencies on your screens to get burned if you have a silkscreen housing development that'll help you. And if not, you get a very
But super you can do more than just t-shirts. You can do, I mean, with that kind of thing, you can do business cards and whatever.
Oh, absolutely. As I've done posters, jeans. I've done multiple types of garments.
Sounds like you're becoming quite a businessman, right?
What about like boxers?
I mean, I don't really do it for the money. I do it for the creative energy. You know, I like to get away after the 9-to-5, after selling my soul to the devil that sucks me dry and licks me down on my naked wound. But,
dude, you need to like join a prog band and write lyrics for them.
Did you just say Dianetics?
Yes, I did.
I'm not doing your free stress test, god damn it. Take that shit back. Fuck Tom Cruise. Nah, Tom Cruise is great. Cocktails was great. And
it was Cocktail, I think.
Was it called Dancing on the Beach with Man Gone Wild?
Man Gone Wild, woo!
That's a great video. I don't. Any of you listeners, please don't steal that idea.
That's where that song
Boys
Kokomo.
Gone Wild is great because gays are huge. Just so you know, I went to San Francisco and that whole city is gay, and I love it because it is so clean and the food is delicious
and well decorated.
Oh my god,
it's beautiful.
Call
there.
Me gay. You know,
I will. Not right now though.
On that note, we should probably close it down. We're done with music, and we're like pretty far over our max here, and you guys are starting to get controversial.
Yes, we are.
I love the Schwabos.
Schwabos?
Schwarpas?
Hey, do you guys want to do a little closing song?
Sure.
I love church choir.
You do? You wanna,
preach to me.
You want to hear some choir? What kind of choir?
All female.
The one that goes, Jesus loves the little children, and so does Michael.
By Borgen.
Jesus got in a fight with the devil, and the devil said, "Don't fight me, I'm hot." And Jesus said, "Well, I am the little white light, and I will shine on your bright fire and put you out with water." And the devil said, "I live underground where hip-hop is, bitch."